With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. is charging six Hamas leaders with terrorism and other crimes related to the October 7th terror attack in Israel. Tuesday, the Justice Department announced the six defendants were identified by the FBI as leaders of Hamas, including the group's political head. They've been charged with a conspiracy to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization resulting in death, conspiracy to murder U.S. nationals, and various other charges. Israel's military says a Hamas terrorist featured in an October 7th video has been killed.
The military on Tuesday identified the militant as Ahmed Fuzi Wadia, a commander in a Hamas commando battalion and a member of a paragliding unit. It said Wadia flew into the community of Netif Ha'asara on a paraglider before launching the attack on civilians there. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, two U.S. Marines were assaulted in Turkey Monday. 13 men and two women were detained after being accused of attacking the service members. Major General Pat Ryder, Pentagon press secretary, says the Marines were attacked in Turkey while on shore leave.
Very proud of the professionalism of our service members, and most importantly, that they're safe. This is clearly a troubling incident. We are grateful for the support of the Turkish authorities who are looking into this.
Just 1 week until the first presidential debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump. Both campaigns are continuing to campaign in key swing states. Harris used Labor Day to hold a campaign event in Pennsylvania, her first joint rally with President Biden since he dropped out of the race for the White House. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance is also on the campaign trail. He's scheduled to visit Arizona today, while former President Trump is set to hold a rally in Wisconsin on Saturday. This is SRN News. An anti-God organization is going after the Ten Commandments.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation wants officials in Jefferson County, Illinois, to pull down a large display of the Decalogue at the county courthouse. The foundation claims that the monument is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. County officials appear to be ignoring the atheists' demands. The foundation spends most of its time trying to eliminate any expression of Christianity it can find in the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Massachusetts passed a bill promoting the queer trans agenda in the state's nursing homes and long-term care facilities. The measure requires those institutions to provide staff training on the rights of queer trans adults and those living with HIV. It also bars staff from discriminating based on a person's sexual orientation, gender identity, and so on. This is SRN News. Hunter Biden is set to stand trial for a second time this year, beginning this week. Now on criminal charges, he failed to pay more than $1 million in federal taxes. Bernie Bennett has this report.
The president's embattled son is accused of withholding at least $1.4 million between 2016 and 2019 in the throes of his addiction to crack cocaine following his brother's death from brain cancer. Biden's drug addiction was a focal point of his earlier trial on felony gun charges, where a Delaware jury convicted him in June of lying about his use of illicit drugs on a federal gun purchase form. It marked the first criminal conviction for a sitting president's child. The sordid details of that time in Biden's life are expected to play a similarly significant role in his tax trial, which a California-based federal judge scheduled to begin with jury selection on September 5th and opening statements on September 9th. He's pleaded not guilty. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Federal prosecutors say a former aide to two New York governors has been charged with acting as an undisclosed agent of China. More details at SRNnews.com.